Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is enjoying this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Rich Mazingo, our good buddy, the president of your Chattanooga Lookouts. And we are, what, 12 days away? Is that math correct?
Scary as that may seem, that is the number. That's what's happening.
That is awesome. Well, welcome in as always. Great to hear your voice. And I think since the last time we've talked, I'm trying to think if you've announced digital ticketing since the last time we've talked, but I know you've announced that the Lookouts are going cashless in 2021.
Wow, we just jumped right in there, didn't we?
Yes.
We just got in with both of them right that second. I love it. I don't think since we talked last time, strictly talked on the air, I don't think that we had done either one of these before. So, yeah, we have rolled them both out. We're going to be ticketless this year, which means, you know, and the fact is, David, most sporting events, most events you go to these days have become ticketless. And we're probably a little bit behind the curve on this one. But you're still going to be able to do all the same. You're still going to be able to go online, order your tickets. They can be sent directly to your phone or directly to your computer. And you can print a hard ticket if you want to at your house. So, you know, it should be a pretty easy task for us to skip over to. So we're looking forward to doing that. And then the cashless part, you know, man, when you talk about all the, you know, the hassle it takes to carry cash, and very few people are carrying cash anymore. This is just a great opportunity for us to hopefully clean up our system a little bit. You know, it's been proven to be faster and more effective to do a no cash system. So hopefully we'll get people through lines faster and just make their entire experience to look at a little bit easier and a little bit better.
Okay, anybody can pull out a credit card, and, well, you would think most anybody could pull out a credit card and buy a slice of pizza and a Coke. What is the front gate going to be like Pascal proof if I'm sitting there holding my phone and like, all right, how do I need to scan this or what do I need to do?
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have enough 21 to 24-year-olds around that can help you make that happen. Because you and I are in the same boat, David. You know that. Man, there's every chance in the world that me and you are just standing there with our families looking at each other with no chance of getting in. But we will get it done. We will have people out there out in front every single day. Our ticket takers will know what to do. You know, I'll be out there, and they will have taught me what to do by that point. You will be just fine. We will take care of it.
David, I want to see Weedmer try to go up to a Lookouts game with his phone and get in with a digital ticket.
Get in with the flip phone.
I don't know if you can get him on a flip phone, Wells, can you?
You told me, brother.
All right, let me ask you this, because we had a question about this earlier. We are living in a COVID world still. What will it be like as far as sitting in a crowd? Will there be vendors going up and down offering beer and popcorn, walking through the rows of stands?
So what I'm going to talk about now is what it's going to be like on May the 4th through May the 6th. So it's for May the 9th. You know, we think, David, it is our hypothesis that these things will change as we go throughout the course of the year. But when you come up on May 4th, there will not be vendors in the stands. No one's going to be walking through selling Cokes. No one's going to be walking through selling beers. You know, we're going to figure out how to do that more efficiently from standalone stands on that concourse level. But we are not going to do that when the season starts. I say all that because we really do think that things will change throughout the course of the summer for us. You know, most of the things that we're doing have been regulated through Major League Baseball. They have decided that what is safe for us and what is not safe for us and what we can and can't do. You know, as they said time and time again, the biggest issue for us is we need to play baseball. So we're going to try to do everything we can to continue to play all of our home games this year and hopefully get back on track a little bit.
Rich, I'm digressing here, but what is your beverage of choice with popcorn? I'm more of a popcorn and Coke guy, just like I'm a pizza and Coke guy. I prefer pizza and Coke over pizza and beer, and I prefer popcorn and Coke over popcorn and beer.
I'm a Coke guy as well. That's what I want to do. I would love a Coke with both of those things. Now I got to tell you, I'm a beer and peanuts guy though.
Okay.
If you're just sitting and just having peanuts as a little bit of a snack, but if I'm having a meal, it's probably not going to be with the beer. I'm with you on that one.
All right. Will Wanda be there with the programs when you walk in?
Of course, Wanda's going to be there. However, not with the programs. We're going digital programs this year. And I got to tell you, I promise this sounds like a sales pitch. I love our digital program. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be way more updated. We're going to have updated stats. We're going to be able to know exactly what's going on in each and every game. Wanda will be there letting you scan a QR code that she's got that'll send you straight to our program and get it right onto your phone.
Whoa.
David, we couldn't open up without Wanda, could we?
No, not a chance. And her little jingle has changed throughout the years, and that has made it so much fun. There's not a bigger smile in Chattanooga than when Wanda sees a familiar face at AT&T Field. She is priceless.
She's the best. She's the best. I will tell a little bit of background information. I don't think I'm going to get anyone in trouble here, but she was retiring from Erlanger. And I guess it's been 6, 7, 8 years ago. So, David, they had a little reception for her over there from like 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Right.
I went at like 2 o'clock. David, I bet there was 150 people in line to see her. So I left, and I came back at like 4:15 or 4:30. I stood 50 deep in line just to say congratulations to her. She is maybe the most popular person in Chattanooga.
You're right. I did a feature on her maybe 12, 15 years ago, and I mean, she thanked me for days, weeks, months, years. I mean, it could not be nicer.
No, she is just absolutely a marvelous person, and we're thrilled that she's willing to come back and stay with us and keep doing something for the Lookouts.
All right, you're listening to Rich Mazingo, president of the Lookouts here on Press Row and ESPN 105 on The Zone. And, of course, you're just blowing our hair back as you speak. If I walk in and you've got your friendly staff that has helped navigate the ticket process through the front gates, I will then walk up to her or in that area and I will somehow be connected to the digital program. How will that work again?
So if you've been to a restaurant at all lately, and I've heard Wells talk about this, so I know he's done it, but if you've been to a restaurant, most restaurants you go to now have that QR code on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And you just scan it with your phone, and you're ready to go. The menu comes up on your phone.
Okay.
We're going to do the same thing with programs. If you're going to, Wanda will have something, a sign, a T-shirt, or something that you can hold over with a QR code on it. You can hit that thing, and the program will be right there on your phone.
Whew! We've come a long way from the scorebooks at Ingle Stadium.
Once again, man, this is me and you. This is David Paschal and Rich Mazingo showing how old we are.
Yes.
Wells is on the other side. I can see Wells right now just shaking his head like, come on, David. Man, this stuff's going on forever.
All right, big question here. What will be the capacity for the first series?
We're going to be south of 50%. We're probably going to be closer to that 40, 42, 43, 44% for the first 18 games. We have committed to doing the first 18 games exactly the way we're going to do it. So, we haven't put any tickets on sale besides the first 18 games at this point. And, we know coming out of the gate that rules and regulations are going to have to be followed. Like I said, we think they're going to change. So we have held off on putting the next round of tickets on sale yet until we get more directives from Major League Baseball. And then hopefully, and I do truly believe that number will go up pretty substantially for the second 18 games.
Rich, let me ask you this. Are you, when you're going over this with your staff and with your co-owners and with Major League Baseball and whoever's involved, are you looking at a percentage capacity or are you looking at, say, 2,500 out of the 6,340?
It's kind of one seed's the other, David. I mean, you know, we got a pretty good idea of where we wanted to be. You know, we knew we were going to be south of 3,000 going into it. And then the fact is, when you start laying it out, when you start socially distancing people in the lower box seats and then socially distancing people throughout, the number kind of comes to it. Now, have we moved a little bit this way or that way to socially distance a little bit better in some places and maybe brought the number down a little bit? The answer is yes. But we had a pretty good idea going in of where we thought we were going to be and just kind of made sure we hit those numbers.
Got a couple more minutes here with Rich Mazingo, the president of the Chattanooga Lookouts, who are 12 days away. And I need to go ahead and bring this up. Wells and I are going to be out there May 4th doing a remote on opening day, and we are beyond tickled to do that. We love being out there on opening day, so we are certainly looking forward to doing that. Rich, masks upon entry, correct?
Absolutely. Major League Baseball. And once again, here's the thing that's going to be a problem for us, and not a problem because we're going to do what we have to do. You know, the mask mandate in Hamilton County, I think, ends on April 29th. And, you know, whether the health department extends that or does away with it altogether is kind of not going to make any difference for the Lookouts. The lookouts have been told by Major League Baseball that masks are mandatory inside the ballpark, so we will have a mask mandate when you come out to the ballpark for that first those first games for sure.
First 18 games.
Yeah, well, and you know, we set up the 18 games, right. Whether Major League Baseball decides to go, you know, the first two homestands, three homestands, whatever it may be. You know, our ticketing system is set up for the first 18 games right now. When Major League Baseball, when and if they decide to make changes, they'll kind of make them and they'll go into place as soon as they do it. So we don't know what that time frame will be.
All right. And Rich, you know, it's nobody like dreams of wearing masks the rest of their lives. And so, I mean, we all know how, you know, we'd love to get over this to where we don't have them anymore, but there are kind of different levels of, I think it's understandable that we have to walk in wearing our mask. I think it's understandable that we have to wear our mask when moving about through the facility. When you're seated, what is the policy there? I imagine when you eat and drink, obviously the masks come off, but when you are not eating and drinking, do the masks have to go back up?
That's what we're asking people to do, David. We're asking them to wear the mask when they're in their seats, if they're not actively eating or drinking. But, you know, that's a tough one, David. You know, when I go to Walmart and it says mask required to go in the door, you know, not everyone's got a mask on. And while we're gonna make sure people have masks coming in, I don't think you're going to see a lot of our people, you know, running around knocking heads, making sure people have their mask on. But we are going to ask people to wear masks while they're inside the ballpark.
Well, and I bring that up because, you know, the TSSAA, with all of its spring sports, they have announced that mask and social distancing in these outdoor venues will no longer be required, but instead recommended. And the Tennessean had this quote from Bernard Childress, who said, "We've not seen people outdoors wearing them anyway."
Yeah. Well, you know what? You and I talked about this earlier. I went to an outing last night, a high school event last night. I bet there was 2,000 people there, and I bet there were 7 masks. I mean, it's just, you're right. It just doesn't happen. It's not happening right this minute. And that's not our call, David. I mean,
right.
You know, we have great partners in Major League Baseball, and we have been tasked to put forth their rules, and that's what we have done. And, you know, we'll do the best that we can.
All right, Rich, I've saved this one for last.
Oh, man, do you know how nervous I am?
I know. But you guys, you've already released a good bit. You've already kind of, because I feel like I've written my share of articles in the TFP, just kind of letting people know as we go what's happening. I mean, I think it is really cool that instead of a monstrous used car night at the end of the summer where you really don't know yet if you could actually stage some, if that would even be a possibility. The fact that you guys are giving out used cars, what, every Saturday night, correct? Every home Saturday night?
Man, what a huge deal that is. You're exactly
yes.
Right. Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union came to us, and we talked about the issues and hung up the phone. We said, we'll figure something out. I hung up the phone. David, I bet it was 45 minutes later they called me back and said, "Hey, we all got together. This is what we want to do." So they have committed to getting 10 dealers locally to give out a car every single Saturday night at our ballpark, which I just think is just out of this world. I think that's fantastic.
I do, too. That is awesome. And you've also announced that the first Friday of every month, the first home Friday game of every month, will have fireworks following it, correct?
Right.
Okay.
That is correct. And once again, you know, you want to talk about stuff that's to be determined. We're still working on other fireworks dates and that kind of stuff. You know, David, so much stuff is dollar and cent driven. It's hard to shoot off fireworks for a really small crowd, and if your crowd is that much limited, it kind of doesn't financially make sense. So hopefully, if things open up, we'll be able to add to that number and get some more fireworks shows out here this year. Everyone in South Chattanooga loves our fireworks shows. So.
All right. Well, I've set that up with the used cars and the fireworks to ask you, what is up with the Entertainment Act front this season? What will that look like? Because you know Wells is already wanting Christopher.
The chant begins. The chant begins.
Yes. He's a Hall of Famer.
Sorry, no Christopher this year.
You haven't had Christopher in several years. He was too warped.
We are not allowed. So this year for minor league baseball, they're not going to allow national anthems on the field.
Wow.
They're not going to allow first pitches on the field. They're not going to allow bat boys on the field, David. So they're surely not going to allow these entertainers to come in and be on the field. And that is where they perform. So at this moment, we don't have any performers lined up for the year. Now, we are going to have some giveaways at the gate. We're going to do stuff like that. But as far as performers on the field, We are 0 for the season right this minute.
Wow. And that, and you don't see that being reversed, do you? Or do I mean, could they come in and reverse it?
I guess they could come in. That's the one that we, once again, I've been on, two major league conference calls, a Southern League conference call. I've been on a bunch of conference calls here lately, and that's the one that when we say, well, what if, and everyone keeps saying, we don't see the field bubble going away all year regardless. So that's the one I don't think is going to be lifted.
Okay. Real quick, give me your top three acts from 2019. Who are your go-to entertainment acts from 2 years ago, the last time there was a season at AT&T?
You know, my number one almost every single year is the Superstars. I think they just do a tremendous job, and they entertain the whole time. The guy that did the balancing act, and that was against my better judgment. And I told my promo staff, I said, man, I'm not in. This doesn't seem right to me at all. That guy came in and balanced ladders and bikes and chairs and everything on his head, on his nose. But my favorite part about it, David, was in between. During the whole game, he was walking through the stands balancing whatever you had. If you had an umbrella, I just thought he was a great entertainer throughout the course of the entire year. I thought he did an amazing job. God, that's my two. I'm gonna push it too. That's it.
All right, Rich. Did we lose somebody? Am I imagining things? Did we lose like Myron Noodleman or somebody?
Myron Noodleman has been in the business for 100 years. Passed away. Young guy. I mean, way too young to pass away.
Right.
But he did pass away about 2 years ago. Now.
Okay. I thought I remember that. Okay. And he was a regular.
Yep.
And who was the B-Boy McCoy? Was that one that would do?
Yeah, he's been around, and we did not have him in last year. There was a scheduling issue. We had him scheduled. He rained out, and then we couldn't reschedule him. But, he does a great job for us as well.
And how old is he? Because he looks – the very first time he appeared at AT&T, he looked like he was 12.
Gosh, I bet he's a solid 14 now. So he's probably 27, 28 years old. He's a young man. He's a very young man.
All right. Well, Rich, we are certainly looking forward to this. You have delivered a lot of changes, obviously, a lot of adapting. But the bottom line, as we are 12 days away from the Lookouts and the Rocket City Trash Pandas, like we had, like we said last time when we had you, it does not get any bigger than that.
It doesn't. It's huge.
Rich,
thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all very much.
Absolutely. Rich Mazingo, president of the Chattanooga Lookouts, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.